From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, the Bush administration acknowledged that conditions for this month's election in Iraq are less than perfect. Those are the words of White House spokesman Scott McClellan. But he insisted the vote will go ahead, and he said the United States wants as broad participation as possible.
Security for the election is just one challenge facing the American military in Iraq. Another is how to combat what is mainly a Sunni insurgency. As NPR's Tom Gelton reports, some tactics could push Iraq toward civil war.
After months of uncertainty about who exactly is behind the insurgency in Iraq, U.S. commanders say they're now getting a better idea. Foreign fighters play a role, but U.S. officials increasingly see the movement as a Sunni uprising. Under the rule of Saddam Hussein, the Sunni minority was favored at the expense of the Shiite and Kurdish populations. Now it's the Shia and the Kurds who are benefiting, and many Sunni don't like it. Jeffrey White, a former Iraq analyst at the Defense Intelligence Agency, sees the counterinsurgency taking the shape of a war against the Sunnis, with American forces turning to the Kurds and the Shia as allies.
For us to counter the insurgency requires fighting against Sunnis in Sunni areas. And the available people to do that are, of course, coalition forces and Iraqis that are willing to do that. And those are probably coming mostly out of Kurdish areas and Shia areas.
A senior defense official says, for example, that when U.S. commanders faced an uprising in Mosul in northern Iraq, they depended largely on Kurdish Peshmerga fighters for their Iraqi backup. Any alignment of the Iraqi security forces along ethnic lines would come at a time when counterinsurgency operations are focusing increasingly on specific insurgent leaders and the cells around them. A U.S. military official told NPR's Eric Westervelt this week that 34 individuals have been identified as leaders of the Sunni insurgency. Retired General Jack Keane, formerly the Army's vice chief of staff, has visited Iraq as a Pentagon advisor. He says U.S. commanders there hope to train Iraqi special forces to go after insurgent leaders.
Just as we're transitioning normal counterinsurgency operations to Iraqi security forces, it makes sense for the military command to begin the transition this mission as well. So what they're doing is they want to train some Iraqi security forces to be able to do those kind of special operations missions, which require special security, a premium on intelligence, and additional skill sets. And that's what they're doing.
Going after specific insurgent leaders and the cells around them was an approach used by French forces in Algeria and U.S. commanders in Vietnam. Jeffrey White, now an analyst at the Washington Institute, says as a counterinsurgency tactic, it has to be carried out with great care.
This is a difficult thing to do because it leads to accusations and suspicions of, you know, political assassination and so on. But it is one way to effectively combat the insurgents.
This week, Newsweek magazine reported that some Pentagon officials were considering an El Salvador option, whereby Kurdish or Shiite Iraqis could be sent out on anti-Sunni missions the magazine likened to those undertaken by Salvadoran death squads. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld vigorously objected to the report yesterday, calling it nonsense.
The task of training the Iraqis is to train them to do the things they need to do to provide security for their country. And it does not involve the kinds of things that are characterized in that story at all.
In fact, the Iraq and El Salvador situations are very different. The Iraq insurgency is almost entirely a military movement without recognized political leaders. But analysts do see larger risks in the general idea of using fighters from one Iraqi group, Kurds or Shia, to go after Sunni insurgents. Jeffrey White, the former defense intelligence analyst, says such an approach could set the stage for civil war.
The first problem is that if you have to deploy them against their own people, they may not fight. And the second problem is if you deploy them against some other sectarian group, they may fight too well.
Meaning what's now an insurgency against U.S. forces and the Iraqi government could turn into a fight pitting one Iraqi ethnic group against another. U.S. commanders insist they're aware of this danger and for that reason are doing all they can to make sure any new Iraqi special operations forces will be ethnically balanced. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.